New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the new world order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence. Android.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Hello, hello. Hello. Hello.
Great. What is going on, gentlemen?
What's happening, folks?
How Happy you Monday.
It is Monday. Man. I forgot. I'm off tomorrow, so I'm it's been a long week. So.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is like my Friday for at least one day.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on, bro.
There's a lot of shit going on. Man, you guys were texting earlier while I was at work. I'm trying to follow stuff while I'm at work on my lunch break. So yeah. It's like, damn, okay. There's a good amount of stuff. But, you know, it's good. It's good stuff.
I mean, well, you know what I got to say?
What?
I don't think this guy did it. I think this guy, what the hell is his name?
Luigi.
We haven't even talked about what happened. You're like, I don't think he did it. You don't think who did it? Are you talking about Daniel Penny? Or are you talking about
we talked about
Rosario?
It on the last
show, for sure, Daniel Penny didn't do it.
Well, he found Luigi.
Not I'm just guilty. Saying,
if you guys watched our last show, you know what I'm talking about, all right? Yeah. We're just going right in from, it's just like, we're it's a smooth transition, okay?
Yeah.
The CEO of United Healthcare, he was murdered by this Luigi, whatever the hell his name is.
Okay, let's get that right. Let's get, what's his name? His name's Rosario.
Luigi
Mario Brothers.
Isn't it Mario Mangione. Rosario or something?
No,
like that?
It's Luigi Mario Bro.
I'm gonna look this up. How do you
Creed.
Pronounce Mangione? Is it Mangione?
Mangione. Where,
go to I his. Don't know. What's his? Where's his? We had a picture of his ID. I want to see that thing. I feel like you're way off.
Right here.
It's Mario? Mario Rosario, dude. Isn't that what I just
said? That says Mark.
Is it Mark
it's
Rosario?
It's Mangione. That is the last name. Mangione, I was right.
Who's... But it doesn't say Mangione on his ID.
What are you talking about?
Like in the on the signature right here?
Dude, his name's Mark Rosario. Is that, that's who it is.
Nah, that's like, isn't he on
Look
like
the name
with,
right there.
Regis and Kelly or something?
Dude, you can see his name on the top of the thing, right? By his head, dude. It says it clear as day. Mark Rosario.
Oh, yeah. You like our new web thing?
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we went,
I mean,
we
you can barely see the. I mean,
it's a good thing,
like,
though.
Half the screen?
We do that. No, it's not half the screen. No, we do it on purpose
the
because they if you alter the image a little bit, it's less likely to get any issues. So watching some videos, we won't get banned on some shit. Learn that trick. You can flip images, have the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do it with music reactions, because we do that. Sometimes if you
flip
the camera.
Sometimes it skirts through.
Opacity, if you turn down that opacity a little bit, they can't register the image. So that's what we'll try. Either way, Mark Rosario.
That's not what they're calling him.
Yeah, they're calling him Luigi Mangione. I don't know where this Mark, like, I don't know if that's his real
ID. Is that
a
fake ID?
I mean, who the hell knows? Oh, yes. So this, okay, he had fake IDs on him when he was arrested. So that's what's so bizarre is when they found this guy, he had so much shit on him. He had, like, the change of clothes. He had a manifesto. He had a gun. He had a silencer. He had, like, fake passports and shit.
He didn't have a gun. He had the gun.
The gun, right?
Okay, but my question is you don't think that the likelihood of Mark Rosario just being the real name compared to Luigi Manasconi
Luigi, or whatever Luigi Mario, bro?
Yeah.
Well, so he
got his... That sounds like a made-up name, bro. I gotta
he went to school under Luigi, and like he got his PhD under that. He like went up on stage, gave a speech. I found it on YouTube. Like, there's a PhD Luigi. Speech from Luigi Mangione. So whatever that means, maybe that's not his real name, and he's just pulling everybody's leg.
So this guy has a PhD, huh?
Oh, yeah. He has a bachelor's and a... What's the other one?
Another a master's?
A master's and a bachelor's.
And what?
In some kind of science. I forget.
Why don't we just do some digging on this guy instead of like pulling it out of our ass?
Because it's
Here we go.
It's funner.
It's a lot
I'm looking at Unibrow, okay? I just bookmarked something, and this tells you 100% this is not the shooter. Because the original shooter who had his face covered up, he doesn't have a Unibrow. Mangione, unibrow. 100% not the killer.
That's true.
Right? I mean, that's a thick frickin' mustache.
I mean, he could have not shaved his unibrow for the length of time in between the shooting and when he got caught. That's a possibility.
Go to the other image.
I don't think so, bro.
What other image?
That's too thick.
The fake ID or whatever that is.
Oh.
Right. Nick Lovin. I see people putting, like, I mean, McLovin.
He doesn't really have a unibrow there.
He doesn't have one there either.
Yeah, so.
I mean, it's well, pretty
kinda.
Thick, though,
he
in the
kinda
middle.
He kind of has a little.
Yeah.
It's kind of getting crazy right here.
It doesn't look like the shooter. That's all I got to say. Like, that is close enough, whether it's a unibrow or not, it's close enough to not be the shooter because. The shooter, I mean, maybe that's a pixelated camera and we're just looking. We're dealing with
here's a picture of him. Hair. Here's a like a 4K high resolution picture of him in the jail cell.
Hmm. Oh, I'm looking at it. Oh, I thought it was. Yes, and he has his pants pissed. He pissed himself.
Yeah, what is that?
That's what I saved.
It was hilarious, dude. Apparently, the suspect pissed himself. That's what it says. Oh boy, the big close-up.
That looks like he pissed himself.
Mm-hmm.
That if you, I mean, if you chose to wear a pant with that design on it, I mean, you fail.
Do you think that is pissing himself?
I don't know.
That's definitely not him pissing himself. You clearly have never seen somebody piss themselves.
Yeah, I have.
It doesn't look like that.
Well, that could have been like halfway dried already. You know what I'm saying? That could have been like he pissed himself a while ago.
Man, no.
No?
No. Come on, man. It runs down the leg. You're going to see...
If you're standing.
Like one side, you think?
If you're... So you're saying...
What if you're laying on your stomach?
Okay, it's not piss. Let's move on. It's probably water, dude. He probably just got, you know, a bucket of water on his pants somehow. I don't know.
A bucket.
Right near his penis.
Just, yeah. I'm not convinced that's pee, dude. What does it matter if it is or isn't? I mean, he's scared. Maybe. Is that what the point is? Is that he was scared?
I have no idea.
Well, if he's innocent,
maybe he something, is scared. You know what I'm saying?
Chris, there's he was replying to something, and this Max guy says, quote, "Do any of you retards have a PhD? I have questions." And then Luigi Mangione says, "Pretty huge dick." Okay.
See, even in that photo that he has, he doesn't have a unibrow.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't know what's up with that one photo. He's got some. Maybe this guy gets facials and shit. You know what I'm saying? He goes and gets the old brows trimmed. You know what I'm saying? He's one of them guys. You know, maybe he's let it go a little rogue the past couple weeks. No,
well, I'm just saying, like, that was last week or not even a week ago. He shot the man and he was captured without the unibrow. Now it's fully formed. I feel like the unibrow takes at least a couple weeks to fill in. You know what I mean?
Probably. I've never shaved my eyebrows. I have no idea how fast that shit grows. How fast does your eyebrows grow? You want to check? You want to? Like,
I'm going to say.
They grow pretty slow.
Pretty slow. Like, yeah. maybe a centimeter a month.
Wow.
A centimeter a month?
I don't know about that.
I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you how fast that is.
I'd say it depends on your diet,
On your diet?
Yeah.
Or 0.12 to 0.14 millimeters per day.
Ooh, millimeters per day. Okay.
Millimeters per day.
Okay. How many millimeters are in a centimeter?
So it could take a couple months for them to get full potential length.
See, that's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah.
Huh.
I just bookmarked something that would give us a breakdown. It's a video of the actual arrest, this lady talking about it. But what we know so far is he was an Ivy League graduate. He had a gun, fake IDs, manifesto, described himself as an anti-capitalist. At the top of his page, like his Twitter page or X, he had something about like the coming age of like merging man and machine or something like this. I don't know if his like page was is taken down or anything like that. His pinned tweet. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Dude, look at his eyebrows in that picture. Jesus,
which
man.
One?
The one that's in the fucking cop car.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he definitely has some thick-ass eyebrows.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like that.
No unibrow.
There's no unibrow. Yeah, at all, dude.
Yeah, there's no unibrow there either.
I'm curious where that picture came from that you showed. That one with the where he's extra bushy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me is weird. That all these pictures, he doesn't have that major unibrow. And then...
It's not him, dude.
No, I'm saying this looks like him. I don't know where that one picture that we're referencing that has the extra bushy stuff. When was that taken?
I don't know. Maybe he got done with, like, a camping trip and didn't have time to shave it. You know what I mean?
Why is he wearing a mask in the cop car?
I don't know if that's a cop car.
I think that was just a person. That was like a picture that was sent out saying, hey, please identify this guy. That was before he was arrested.
Oh, where was that? Do you know anywhere that was taken?
No idea where that was. It was just a picture that was sent out to the public saying, hey, here's what this guy kind of looks like, but we don't know who he could be. So if anybody knows who this is.
Do you think
if you were in a mask that like your family members would turn you in, they'd be like, oh, shit, that's Dave.
if I was always in a mask?
Or no, if you killed somebody and you were wearing a mask and they identified you by your eyes. Because I feel like we could do that. Chris and I could identify Dave.
I could identify you, for sure. Chris as well. I think, eyes are very distinct, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's getting me is that picture you just showed. It says, if you go back to his, Facebook profile picture? With the city and all that there.
This one?
Yeah. Honolulu, Hawaii? Honolulu?
Yeah, that's apparently where he's from.
So, what?
Is that what it says? No one can see it, so I don't know.
Well, that's just like what it says on his fucking thing.
Hawaii. It says Hawaii. Data engineer at True Car Inc., Hawaii.
Hmm.
It's just like a long trip, you know what I'm saying? That's like it's interesting that... So I'm seeing what you're saying. That's what I'm getting at. It's like there's all these pieces. Like, this dude went that far. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would he not just fly to Minnesota? I was thinking that he was from, like, New York, New Jersey area, right?
Well, and they caught him in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's not too far, though.
I know, but...
He could escape there easily. But it says he went to the University of Pennsylvania, so he's definitely got some friends or family.
The other weird thing. Would an Ivy League fucking graduate with multiple degrees and being like a very educated, successful person, like what would drive them to do something like this?
Universities?
Oh, just being indoctrinated? I mean,
who knows, dude? He could have been just insane, but I don't think this is the guy. I'm just going to say I don't think this guy, but... Yeah, if you're an Ivy League and he apparently had an IQ of 130 or over 130.
Yeah.
Could you be dumb unless you wanted to get caught? Like, you wore the mask and you wore everything. You wore gloves during the shooting. You did all these precautions while you're performing the act. But then afterwards, you have to take off your mask to flirt at the frickin' barista at Starbucks. And you're just kind of like, Like, that just tells me this isn't the guy. Like, I don't know. I don't think the guy's eyes look the same.
Well, they were saying that the face shot of him smiling was before the shooting, before he changed his clothes for the shooting. I just watched that before I got here. That it was a pre-shooting situation.
Well, they were also saying that's the same jacket and backpack, but it clearly
no,
wasn't.
No, no, no. They, well, everything I read just said that that was his clothes that he was wearing previous to changing for the shooting. And so he had those clothes and went back to them after the shooting. So he had a change of clothes for the shooting. Mm. That's what I was reading on the way here. Just trying to prep for the show. Just reading some stuff. That's what I saw circulating.
Well, he must have had a change of backpack too, because I don't know. Maybe he had two or three different backpacks.
Why?
Well, he ditched the one.
Oh, because it was a different backpack. Yeah, that was a different backpack.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure, a different backpack. Yeah, completely different. Different color, even.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
But yeah, play that one video, dude. It'll explain kind of like what they found. This woman's talking up at the podium. I don't know.
There's two videos in that post. With the first one?
I think probably the first one.
Okay.
Earlier this morning in Altoona, Pennsylvania, members of the Altoona Police Department arrested Luigi Mangione, a 26-year-old male, on firearms charges. At this time, he is believed to be our person of interest in the brazen targeted murder of Brian Thompson, CEO of United Healthcare, last Wednesday in Midtown Manhattan. The suspect was in a McDonald's and was recognized by an employee who then called local police. Responding officers questioned the suspect, who was acting suspiciously and was carrying multiple fraudulent IDs as well as a U.S. passport. Upon further investigation, officers recovered a firearm on his person, as well as a suppressor, both consistent with the weapon used in the murder. They also recovered clothing, including a mask, consistent with those worn by our wanted individual. Also recovered was a fraudulent New Jersey ID, matching the ID our suspect used to check into his New York City hostel before the shooting incident. Additionally, officers recovered a handwritten document that speaks to both his motivation and mindset. NYPD detectives are en route to Pennsylvania as we seek to interview the subject further. This apprehension is thanks to the tireless work of the greatest detectives in the world, and of course, the strong relationships we have with our local law enforcement partners on every level. Local, state, and federal. We all serve the same public safety mission.
I think we're good. You guys get it, though, right?
Yeah, man.
He had a lot of stuff on him. It's like, how convenient is that? He has everything. This is the guy.
I never understood why all these fucking people have these manifesto things. Like, if you're going to do something like this, it would never cross my mind to be like, okay, I'm getting prepared. All I got left to do is I need to write down in exact detail exactly what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and how I'm going to do it.
Well, it's either they're insane and they have to do that because it's like the bad guy in the movie who wants to get caught, the serial killer, or it's like it's propaganda and it's totally fucking fake, dude. And it's just everybody wants to know why, right? Like they get the who, what, where, when. But they don't get the why. And the why is the most important part because it allows you to sell a certain story towards political propaganda, healthcare propaganda, anything, right? So I'm just saying, like, why would they not use this as – it's like never let a crisis go to waste. I could totally see this as either the government or the corporations or somebody saying, hey, we need to have a reason for this guy to just go kill this man. What should we put in here? You know what I mean? Or it's just him, like, getting shit off his chest. Who the fuck knows?
I just think that, like, the reason most people don't have these, you know what I'm saying? Like, most killers, there's tons of murder every single year.
Oh, yeah.
Most people don't have a manifesto. But those people aren't what you're seeing on the news, and these people are trying to be martyrs. That's the difference. This guy's trying to be a martyr. Timothy McVeigh was trying to be a martyr. He had an agenda, an ideology that he wanted people to follow. David Koresh, all of them, had an ideology that they wanted out there. Like, it's kind of one of those things that he's willing to go down with this ship in order to get the message across. Mm-hmm. And the only way to get the message across is to make the fucking, this piece of paper that has all your wording on
it. Or to do this in the first place.
I don't think it's fake. I don't think these things are fake. I'm not saying it's never been fake. That's absolutely true. But like Timothy McVeigh and all that situation, I mean, that guy was a lunatic. Sure. He had a total ideology that he wanted out there. We've seen this with killers where they, even David Koresh, where he said that, you know, and he would maybe turn himself in if they released all of his speakings and teachings to, you know, on the radio. And that's, they want the message out there. They're willing to go down with the ship. So it's not shocking to me that he has it. It's just, it's not normal because most people aren't martyring something when they're killing. You know what I'm saying? Like the average murder is just on a whim. It could be premeditated, obviously, but it's just domestic shit. You know what I'm saying? Gang violence, all this other crap. This is something bigger than that. And I would also argue that the whole thing with the company, that came out immediately. Yeah. I don't really think that was even the news, personally, that was kind of pushing like the healthcare thing until that it started to ramp up. But the initial thing was this guy's a CEO of a health company, and most people hate health companies. It's a very easy mix, you know what I'm saying, where people were just like, yeah, I support this, or and I absolutely do not support this. But some people do because they hate health companies. And they're like, yeah, this isn't, what's wrong with this? They deserve it.
Apparently the manifesto was anti-capitalist. I just pinned it, but it's very small, so you'd have to open it in a different tab to kind of read it. But
yeah.
He does kind of talk about different tests of neuropathy, talking about having to pay for stuff. There's a third doctor who did this nerve conduction study. It looks like he brings up United Healthcare in this. That's, United Healthcare limited specialist consultations to twice a year. Then they refused to cover advanced imaging, which the specialist required for an appointment, blah, 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 blah. They changed their claim filing procedure. They said my mother's doctor needed to fax his notes. So I guess like his mom was sick or something, and they went through United Healthcare for insurance, and something happened, or it looks like they kind of did something to his mom, like, or they didn't cover anything, right? They he says on page 3 here, then United Healthcare said they did not save faxed patient correspondence and required a hard copy of the doctor's typed notes to be mailed. Then they said they never received the notes and all this stuff. I don't know. It looks like they just made it harder for them to receive coverage. Like, hey, jumping through all these like legal hoops. Like, hey, yeah, actually send us the hard copy by mail. Like, it's weird. I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows, man? I mean, it's Liz, I'm not going to say that the healthcare is a good system, man, or that it doesn't mistreat people, or people that need it don't get the help. We all know that there's issues. That's not even in question. But we don't know this particular case with his mom. You know, we don't know the like, was it 33%, something like that they deny.
Yeah,
you know, that's a lot, man. But at the same time, like, we also have seen plenty in the news where people are trying to get procedures done that they have no business having. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're talking about, let's say, you know, trans procedures or sex changes, that kind of stuff, right? You know, are they going to approve it? Fuck no. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. No. So like, the issue is like, we I'd love to see documentation and studies of what things are being denied. You know what I'm saying? That would be helpful, because when it just says 30%, what is it? Is it 33% and half of it's elected kind of surgeries that you don't have to have? Because those numbers can be swayed very, we've seen numbers being swayed, guys. We can't forget like the medical with the jab. We've seen numbers being swayed around. So I'm just saying there could be more to it than that. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, if you believe this guy wrote this, you know, like, this was typed on a computer. This was not handwritten. So, I mean, that's one thing. Anybody could have typed this.
Sure.
So I don't believe this story. I feel like it's just too fucking weird. Like, why would he like just go through the trouble to disclose, like, why didn't he just not wear a face mask during the shooting? You know what I mean? Just like, go full bore if you're going to turn yourself in within a couple days.
That is true. Like, for being him being a so-called genius or very smart person, at least,
right?
Like, you think with going through all this, making the manifesto, having all this fucking escape plan with the bike and all this shit, you'd think he would have been a little more thought out on how things were done. Like, think he would have discarded the shit and not had everything with him when he actually ended up getting caught.
What was on the phone? Because, like, initially after the shooting, the shooter dropped a phone at the crime scene, right?
And they've never said anything about that since then.
Exactly. Like, Oh, okay, that's convenient. So who was he talking to? Like, we need to know this kind of stuff.
I did see something that they some people posted a few hours ago. Apparently the guy had a YouTube channel. And he had a YouTube video scheduled to post. Like, he didn't post it.
Yeah, I texted that to you guys.
It was like a countdown from 60 or whatever. And at the end, it said something about the truth. It will come out soon or whatever, like, whatever. And then at the bottom corner in the last few seconds, if you've seen it, it said soon. And then for one, like, two frames of the video right at the end, it said December 11th.
Mm, did it?
It did. Very, very short. I'll see if I can pull it up real quick.
Yeah, I texted it to you guys. So that's the channel there. I don't know if they've taken it down by now. They took down
took his whole channel down. But screen recorded the video.
Oh, okay. So you got it. Yeah. And yeah, it's probably all over.
Where the fuck?
YouTube.
Oh, right here.
But it's literally, yeah, just a freaking timer.
It's just this.
It's all black and white.
It's all black and white.
If you see this, I'm already under arrest.
Yeah. And then you fast forward it towards the end. I'll move this so you can see it. It says soon. In the very last little bit.
Oh, yeah. I saw it December 11th.
It flashes. Dang, dude. Flashes December 11th.
Dang, what's going to happen?
Right.
What's going to happen December 11th? Nothing.
Mm. Where are you? Right there.
Mm.
That's weird. Like, why would he have that video scheduled on his YouTube account? That doesn't.
And really his YouTube account? You know what I mean?
Well, they said it was. And then as soon as this video, I don't know how long the video was actually up, but as soon as it started getting shared around X and stuff is when the whole channel got taken down. You can't go watch the video or anything anymore.
I mean, I get where Greg's coming from, though. It's like, it's hard to figure. I mean, you can make an account. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can make an account with his face on there. And
YouTube can pull it down to make it look like it's real. You know?
Yeah, I guess you'd have to go back and see how long the account actually existed.
You could do that. Yeah, you could do that. I mean, I'm not even putting blame on YouTube. Like, they could have just taken it out thinking it was his, not knowing that it's not his. Like, there's a bunch to it. Who knows? Who knows, man? I'm not... My thing with the whole deal is like, there's no reason for me to, it's too early. There's no reason for me to like question all this, like nothing. This is all fake. This is not him. This is not, I want to see what, like, are they going to show him? Is he going to talk? Like, are you going to see it? Cause remember the pipe bomber never saw anything again. Right. And then he had this quiet trial. He went to jail. No one ever heard. There was no
one heard his voice. Nothing.
Nothing documenting shit. You have no idea what the hell is going on. Okay.
What was his name? Caesar?
Caesar. See, yeah,
remember. with the white Trump van, right?
Caesar with the tattooed hair. Remember, he had the tattooed hair. I want to see how this transpires. I feel like they are going to. I feel like this is a bigger case than that Caesar one. You know what I'm saying? People are on board with this. I feel like this is going to be a trial where people are invested in this. I think it's not going to just be under the rug. Personally, I don't think this is going to be under the rug. I think people want to know about it. They're going to want to watch it. And I think you'll see it. So we'll know more, but I'm in the middle. Sure. There's things that are kind of funny, about this, but
dude,
what's up?
So apparently he had a second video that premiered today at 3:45 PST. So, Pacific Coast time. I just bookmarked a tweet and this girl says, no screen recording, but YouTube just deleted Luigi Mangione or Mangione channel. We had a video that says, if you see this, blah, blah, blah. But the second video that was waiting to upload had a binary code as the thumbnail that translates into, quote, the truth will set me free, unquote. And then if you scroll down to that next post, right there is the screenshot that proves that was the part two video. If you click that,
he had 25,000 subscribers.
That's not shocking, though, man. I mean,
yeah, it was going up because people were going to delete it.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
like the video itself. The truth video had like over 65,000 video or views when I looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
I think the thing that strikes me as fake when you look at that is the photo. That's what strikes me as fake. I feel like if you're making this count where you have all these secret messages, there's not like previous, like, hey, I'm in my room fucking playing video games or, you know, with my friends. If you're making this account and putting these two videos up that are, why would you have this picture with you and, you know, what is it? I can't even see.
It looks like a... That's the McDonald's box, dude.
Oh, it is a McDonald's box.
Yep.
So
it's a Happy Meal box.
I don't know.
It ties the whole thing in. That's where he got caught at McDonald's. So it's like, why? It's like he's taunting, or whoever's setting up this story is taunting everybody, saying, yeah. "Oh yeah, McDonald's. We're putting McDonald's back in the whole thing."
What's the box say?
It's a Lion King box.
Yeah, but what's it say?
It is Mufasa.
What's the box say?
I don't know.
Oh, dude,
it says something very clearly on the box. Look it up. Look up Lion King McDonald's box and just see if you can see a Google image of it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Does it have any like possible encrypted kind of weird shit? I mean, he's holding it up where you can see the writing, but unfortunately.
Well, it's a picture of Mufasa, the movie Mufasa that's coming out. And Jay-Z just went to the Mufasa premiere tonight with Beyonce.
You Let know, family fun
sexual
reign.
Sexual allegations, right?
That's what it says. Let family fun what? Reign.
Let family fun reign.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's so, like the promotion for Mufasa, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it'd say something cool, like the fucking bad guy will get it. Or so, you know. So, yeah,
dude, it might.
I don't know.
You never know. But yeah, man. I mean...
Listen, I don't know. Like, I see where you're coming from, and I can agree with most of what you're saying. I do. I'm not in the same boat where I'm just like immediately like, okay. I'm not saying I don't believe or believe. I'm just saying we only have so much info, and so you know we can look at that. There's nothing that says it's not him right now. As of right now, there's nothing that says it is him totally. The pictures, I'm not in agreements with the eyebrow thing. I'm just not. I've seen enough photos that we just looked at that the eyebrows look to me to be the same. There's one picture that you show that has a really bushy eyebrow. I'm not sure where that's from or when that's from. But the other ones to me look pretty similar. And there's nothing to say that he didn't want to be caught either. I mean, a lot of these guys do want to be caught and they want to go to court so that they can release all their shit. And maybe that's what he's saying. Maybe I'm being very like, because we don't know, but maybe he's saying, get me into court and I will prove that these people are evil and you guys will agree with me and let me
That is an avenue that could be fucking true. If he wanted to get caught because...
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. One year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's eucora.com/audio.
If he's putting up these YouTube videos and he has this manifesto and he has everything you would need to prove me fucking guilty on him when he gets caught, like, that tells me you want to get caught. And he is a tech fucking science fucking...
Yeah, we'll see what happens on December 11th. You know what I mean?
If he does have something like in the works that could be released, why? There's no reason why he wouldn't be able to accomplish something like that.
Whitney says, dude, I was on his page when they turned it off. He was still posting after he got arrested.
He wasn't posting. I think he had shit scheduled to be released.
And who's to say there's not more? I mean, listen, like, this is not like some rogue ideology, man. There's a lot of people right now that support this guy 100%.
Oh, for sure. They had a huge fucking festival in New York. Lookalike contest.
It wasn't huge.
Did you hear about, like, the coat was trending? It was a $40 Macy's coat that the killer was wearing. And so, like, people wanted to go buy it. And they were, like, putting it on, like, having the parade, whatever thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of
like, that's
people.
Fucking weird, right?
Yeah, there's some weird shit. I'm just saying, he's
like
got
this
support.
This whole thing reminds me of the John McAfee murder.
Kinda,
death. Because you have, like, a lot of things. Remember when, like, the John McAfee account, after he was murdered,
was still posting.
It posted a big Q, letter of a Q, and people were like, "What? Why would that be the response that you quote?" You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Q, like with all the conspiracies around like that Q, you know what I mean? Like, why would you do that?
And see, I get why those things fall off the map a little bit, right? So that was interesting to us. I thought that whole thing was fascinating. But, like, the average person doesn't have any skin in that game. You know what I'm saying? Whereas the average person, good or bad, dislikes the healthcare system. You know what I'm saying? And that's I don't like the idea that people are going as far. No one should be murdered over this shit. If you have an issue with something, it needs to be done the right way. You have to figure out how to do that, obviously. But you get enough signatures and you make something happen. But murder is not the answer. It never is the answer. Like, the vigilante shit is not the answer. But I think in agreements, the average person has had some dealing with health insurance or insurance, period, that is not savory. You know what I'm saying? I think we could all say, like, the insurance companies suck.
Especially during COVID.
During COVID, whether it's your car gets fucked up and they won't pay the whole thing, whether it's your fucking, you got some medical bills. I mean, they suck. We know they suck. So what I'm saying is the reason that this story, I think, transcends the other stories that we've talked about tonight is that people are invested in this. Not saying that they support it, but they're like, man, where's this going to go? Because, yeah, the insurance does suck, but this is also murder. Like, let's be straight up. This is murder. Yeah. This guy should be locked up for life.
And now there's, like, cryptic shit happening with him. So,
well, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, the cryptic shit is more along the lines, not, like, that people don't have any skin in the game or whatever, right? They're not invested in it. But, like, with the John McAfee stuff, people were heavily invested in that because they thought that there was a dead man switch that was going to happen soon. And people still fucking follow that account. You know what I mean? I'm like, dude, you guys not see that this is a ploy?
I get what you're saying, but I think you're missing what I'm saying. I'm not saying that people weren't invested in it. We were certainly invested, and a lot of people that listened to the show were invested. But I'm saying our friend Tex, was he invested? Fuck no. But he might be more invested if he heard about insurance. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just something that everybody has to deal with. So the average person who does not give a shit about politics and does not give a shit about normal stuff, just crime lovers, people, this is something that is a button issue for some people. That's what I'm trying to say. It's health insurance. It's a CEO of health insurance. The conversation is now being had, good or bad, that health insurance is an issue and that people are going rogue because of it. And I think the average normal working person can relate to that in some form or another compared to Q. You know what I'm saying? Or just like some weird cryptic message.
Compared to John McAfee, like a pirate living somewhere.
Well, just the cryptic message. I don't even think the average person cares about this cryptic messaging. I think the bigger picture is just the health insurance and that people took it in their own hands. And I think that strikes something.
Well, the cryptic
stuff
is
weird. So, like, Chris, can you go to the bookmarks real quick?
Yeah.
So, like, Evan Kilgore, he had this tweet where he was looking, he like made a video and he was scrolling through like all the tweets of Luigi Mangione, and it says just random tweet and then a 5-digit number, sometimes 6, I guess. And you can like play that video, just like pause it at random spots. But all of these random tweets on April 14th, 2016, they're all on the same day. It just says random tweet and then a 6-digit number, 5-digit number, and I don't know how much time is spread out in between those, but they're all on the same day. There's got to be like 50
more than that, dude.
Yeah,
so well, I guess like, he is what? Scrolling up and down, so
like, what is this?
This looks like a fucking lunatic, man. That's what it looks like. It looks like a fucking lunatic, man. And the whole thing with like the like he's a genius. Like geniuses can be absolutely retarded. I'm just being honest. Like you being a genius does not mean that you're like it's gonna work out for you. We've seen a lot of geniuses,
and you can also be batshit crazy.
You can absolutely be shit crazy as a genius. And I would argue that a lot of them are crazy in some mm-hmm. form or another. But what I'm saying is that doesn't give you like when you were saying earlier, like how you're a genius and you didn't think this out. Like they did think it out in their mind, but that doesn't mean that they're just getting away
following
with it.
Through with everything.
It doesn't mean they covered all the bases. Like this guy, like listen, there's a lot of smart people that are really stupid, especially when it comes to like crime. You know what I'm saying? Like the guy might be smart with science and he might be smart with all the book shit. Yeah. And he's you know he thinks about things differently and is intelligent. That doesn't mean you're like murder is a whole nother game, bro. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like it doesn't necessarily translate is what I'm trying to say. So it's not shocking that he also fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Or like put his guards down. You know the Monopoly. Like what's the Monopoly money mean to you? Like why is that a thing? Like that we
I don't know.
Talked about
that was weird to me.
Well, that's what I'm saying, dude. Like the whole thing is like a Joker. Setup, you know, like the Joker and Batman or the mm-hmm. Dark Knight. Like it's like you have all this funny money, like fake Monopoly money, because it's like a sign of yeah. just like, hey, our money's fucking fake or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, just he has everything on him at the McDonald's. It's like, why a McDonald's? I guess that's like a popular place. But who recognized him? Because if I feel like if I saw that guy, like who they arrested, mm-hmm. Luigi. I couldn't say that that was the guy that I saw in the photos being pushed all around. So well, did the person at McDonald's recognize him and like knew him?
Let's go this route. When you have the police that put out these images of any case, right? If you watch any crime movie at all or crime documentary or any series at all, they put out an image and they get hundreds of calls. 99.9%, if not 100, are wrong. You know what I'm saying? So the point I'm trying to make is there could have been some couple sitting at the fucking thing going through their Twitter feed or going through fucking TikTok and his face is on. They've seen it. And this guy walks in and they say, fuck, that guy looks close to this dude. Mm. And they just call and say, hey, there's a dude that looks close. And then the cops show up and boom, they just arrest the guy. I'm just trying to throw out these things because it's like I think we're like, acting like it doesn't
him.
Happen. It does happen.
Well, look at the guy that they just arrested. Does that look like the guy who was smiling in the camera? Like, I don't think they look alike at all.
Can you put them up real quick?
Like, the guy that they, like, initially posted around where he's smiling over at, like, the barista at Starbucks or something, right? Where is that
picture? I don't know. It should be on here, I would imagine.
That's what I'm just trying to say is, like, that's a weird angle that you're looking at because, first of all, you're not seeing the full face. It's like a downward angle. He's turned to the side. He's smiling like weird. And, you know, just looking at that guy, I couldn't say that these two were the same, like Luigi and this, you know, camera footage from Starbucks doesn't look the same. You know?
Here you go.
Go to the next picture.
I mean,
just saying, if you
the
saw
the coat's definitely well, darker for sure.
Oh, well, no, I'm that's not, a different I'm not jacket. Talking, the I'm not talking about different. These two pictures. Yeah. Those look nothing alike, but the arrest photo,
you don't think that
of
that
what
guy...
Luigi actually looks like doesn't look like the smiling guy.
Mm.
So go to,
you know what I'm saying?
Go to that image and then go to the, no, do the other one. No, the third one. So that one and the next one.
This one?
Yes, that one is in the same place. So he's not smiling, but it's clearly the same building, same tile, mm-hmm. same everything. Now go to his arrest one.
His like mugshot.
This one here?
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, how would you conclude that this looks like that guy? I don't see it.
I don't know, man. Does it look like him to you? I think, first of all, you're looking at a up photo shot of his nostrils.
Well, no, I've looked at other photos. This is just look at other photos,
but
Chris.
But what is it about that doesn't... I mean, I'm not saying it's identical, for sure, but just for the sake of argument, like, what distinguishing thing does not look like him?
like, I guess his whole face.
The unibrow.
I don't know. Like, that's the point is, like, the downward camera angle, and he's turned to the right, yeah, or even the one where he's, like, kind of, like, looking forward, doesn't look like the face of the guy who got arrested. That's what I'm saying. Like, the entire face doesn't look the same to me. Like, yes, he has a chin and a nose.
I know, but I'm asking, like, I don't think they look that different. I think one of the problems that you have is his scarf or his mask that he has on is covering up his chin. And so when you have your mask that are around your chin, it takes away your jawline. It makes you look different. You know what I'm saying? I don't really see, like, the nose looks about the right thickness. His bridge of his nose looks fairly similar. I don't know.
Does the smile look the same?
The smile?
Yeah, because the guy's smiling. I want to find a photo of him. I mean, I don't know if that looks the same, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking close. It's just a different fucking angle.
I just feel like you're looking at
Look at this picture here.
Yeah.
Well, no, my question would be, how do you call the cops on somebody who looks like Luigi?
But you're missing off the photo. You're missing the Mario point, bro. Dude. You have got to stop being so exact. My point is that people are going to call hundreds of times for anybody that's even remotely close. I mean, at all. So what I'm trying to say is when you put this out there and say,
I mean, how many people are calling in for UFOs in New Jersey right now?
That's not even the thing, dude. I'm saying, like, look at, like, we just watched the JonBenet Ramsey shit. We watch crime stuff all the time. They get hundreds of phone calls that first night. Oh, I just saw this guy on Fifth Avenue. Oh, I just saw him in New Jersey. Oh, I just saw him in Pennsylvania. It doesn't mean they're right, but I'm saying maybe one of them, if there was police around, they say, hey, listen, there's a guy that looks close. I don't know. And the cop's like, listen, I'm close to McDonald's. I'll go check it out. And they ID this guy, find all this shit on him. And it's like, yeah, okay, maybe this is the dude. That's what I'm trying to say is I think in hindsight, as you're looking at photos, first of all, you're looking at pictures of a guy who's taking these photos, like all these pictures of him. He put those on his social media. They're well lit. They're nice looking pictures. They're picked out. They're selected. You're watching. You're looking at CCTV fucking camera footage.
Yeah.
And I have to look at CCTV camera footage, like our security cameras, all the time. And those dudes, it doesn't look like me on that fucking camera. They don't, they're not good. They're just not good. So what I'm saying is, like, I don't think it's out of the realm that somebody would just see this guy with the hood on. This is a big old high profile case. And they just called and said, there's a guy here that looks like him. I don't know if it's him, but maybe you want to look at it. You know, who knows? I don't know. Was he wearing a backpack? He was wearing a backpack.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I'm looking at the chat here, Agent KK. The guy in the videos looked Arab. This guy that they arrested looks like a Franco brother.
And she says, he kind of does Franco. Look like a Franco brother.
You know what I mean?
That's kind of funny.
He looks, yeah. I mean, I just don't think the two look alike. So I'm just wondering why he got the cops called on him. But that's a story that will never be told. Like,
yeah, maybe the person will come out eventually, the McDonald's eater that called the cops, who I don't know if it was actually like a worker or somebody eating, who knows. All I'm trying to say is, if you look on the other aspect, I think you're right now, just me and analyzing, I think you are convinced that it's not him, which is totally cool. But I'm saying, like, that also will not let you just see, like, obvious stuff, which is people see a guy that looks close and they call. It might not be him. I would love to know how many phone calls they got about people all over this country that they said that they saw them. You know what I mean?
This is the photo. Yeah, this is the photo right here.
Know, got, like, how often caught. That happens too. You know what I mean? Because I don't know how many calls they get on people.
This is the photo right here that got him caught for sure. It was a secret cam.
Uh-oh.
Caught Luigi in the act.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, dang it.
Oh, man.
He looked right into the lens too. Look at him.
He looked right into it. You never
Luigi,
do that.
What are you doing? I mean, he does have kind of a big nose, too. So.
Yeah, definitely Italian descent. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm intrigued, for sure. This is going to be a movie. This is going to be a fucking documentary. It's going to be it's intriguing. It has all the right aspects of Hollywood. But that's what I also wanted to say when you were just talking about, like, why would he have all these things, like the Monopoly money, the gun on him and stuff, like, what's the biggest liar in our lives? Hollywood. Hollywood lies. They make you believe that this is what it's supposed to look like, and you said one of you said the Joker, right? This is very Joker-esque.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's totally agree. But, like, if you were just a person watching movies on what you thought, a cool villain would be. Okay, like what's to say you're not mimicking those things? Like that is also possible. Hollywood makes you believe, or makes people believe, that this is what a cool villain does. They have all these cool little videos that they release on time, on certain time points. There's a bigger story behind it. They put Monopoly money. They're like, oh, this is cool. This is what a villain would do. You know, none of this is like weird to me. I think what's crazy is that this guy went so rogue over a health company that he killed the CEO. That to me is like, that's wild to me that you felt like that was going to solve the problem. It's not going to fix the problem at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just looking through Twitter to try to find anything about this guy, dude. Or at least what they're stating.
When did this happen? Today? Was he arrested today?
So this just happened, yeah, today.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I mean, it's not shocking, unfortunately, that we're not going to have tons of information today. And yeah. I'm with you. The whole, like, the paperwork and shit that they found and all this other stuff, like, listen, it's quick. I know they try to release that stuff quick or leak it, but I don't know that that's actually real. That could just be some
I've never seen a picture of, like, the perpetrator standing in a jail cell like that.
Right.
I've never seen him release
pants
that
wet
picture before.
More than anything, right? Like humiliation ritual. Like what are we dealing with here?
I thought that was odd. Like not even in handcuffs or anything, he's just standing there.
Yeah. With his pants wet.
That was weird to me.
Well, they take photos. I know that watching jail stuff. They always take photos of the people when they're getting ready to interrogate and shit. You know what I mean? Mm. A lot of times there would be other photos of his fingernails or other shit if it was just involved with a situation, but I've never seen it released. Now that you say that. Like, I'm not sure I've seen that as, like, one of the first pictures to come out. So, was that leaked by an officer?
I think it was released as, like, this is an update to him in jail right
now. So they put it out.
Yeah. Okay. And he, like, was looking at the camera like it was a prepared photo, like a photography type of thing. Yeah, that's totally freaking bizarre to me, dude. I just bookmarked something else that said there's some updates from CNN. It's a video. I don't think we need to watch it because it's like over 2 minutes, but it says the judge asked him about his identity. He confirmed that Luigi Mangione is his real name. He said that he lived in various places over the years, but mentioned his permanent identity was Hawaii. He said that he worked for 3 years as a data engineer up until a year ago. He has no drug or mental health problems that the court needs to hear about.
They need to hear about.
I guess. Not that you need to hear about. I mean, there might be some that you do have. I don't know. But look at this, though. They found him with $8,000 in cash, $2,000 in foreign currency, his passport, a Faraday bag. Dang, dude. Okay. So he said, I don't know where the money came from, and it may have been planted, and he said that the bag was waterproof.
Well, the bag being waterproof, isn't really surprising. Like, there's a lot of backpacks that are waterproof.
Yeah. But they called it a Faraday bag, which is like shit that you put electronics into EMP.
Yeah, well, EMP, and you can't hack into them. You can't like get into them or recognize the signal coming from them or anything.
Oh, that might
it's like
sense.
Putting your cell phone in the microwave, dude.
Yeah, that might make sense if he was trying not to be tracked, I guess, if they had something on him. But it also said he said that he doesn't think what he did was criminal sophistication.
What does that mean?
That it was the hitman, top of the notch, top of the line. He just thought that it was just it's not a sophisticated crime.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a fucking crime. But it's also, I mean, by him saying that, or if he actually did say that, he's admitting to it, right? So there's no...
Well, yeah. That's absolutely admission.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think what I did was actually criminal sophistication.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying.
I didn't really think it through.
Usually
if that's
they
what
won't
thinking.
Speak. You know what I'm saying? They'll lawyer up and they won't talk about this kind of shit. So I find it a little odd.
Before he's even gone anywhere, he's already admitting guilt.
Or again, this is his way of getting his message out. You know what I'm saying? And he knows. Hypothetically, he knows that other people may follow in his footsteps, and that's the goal. Is that,
but also like very prepared to flee the country, like with foreign currency and everything.
Yeah,
like
dude, what if he's? Let me ask you this, because he said December 2011, December 11th,
2011.
The truth will come out.
Yeah,
right. Apparently,
so he's like,
well, according to that video,
according to that video, and it's saying like, you know, blah blah blah, and then he releases a second video before the YouTube channel goes down and it says the truth will set you free or something.
Set
right?
me free.
And it's all in binary code, whatever, kind of like the Matrix, kind of like the red pill. You know, I just noticed that kind of similarities. What if he's setting this whole thing up? He knew that they were going to set him up and plant some shit on him and make it look like he was the captured killer, because he's not. I'm calling him right now. That guy's not the guy. What if he's like going to release like damning evidence that, yeah, of course this wasn't the killer because he was somewhere else that night. You know what I mean? Like, what if there's some heavy corroboration that will release him, and he's doing this whole thing to expose the corruption within like the judicial system?
That would make
That's
sense.
Heavy, dude.
That would
That's
make
heavy.
Sense if he didn't say he did it. So if these are true, what he's saying, he said that he doesn't think what he did was criminal sophistication.
Yeah. So these are all quotes from CNN. So
okay,
these aren't quotes from him.
Okay. All right. I mean, listen, we can't have an argument if it's just like these aren't from, like, I'm assuming, right? Obviously I'm assuming that these are his words loosely. So if he's admitting that he had all this stuff and he did it, then why would he say, I'm not the one that did it? Why would you not just say, I'm innocent? Why would you not be yelling that as you get out of the car to all the cameras that are fucking filming you, right? I didn't do this. How many times have you seen that? You've seen people, killers, that are saying, I'm innocent, I didn't do this. You'll find out that, like, why would you not say any of that? He just is like,
because maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe he's setting him up. Because he didn't say that all he said was, if this is true,
he didn't say
me
killing him.
He didn't think that
he said
he didn't think
that
it was criminal sophistication, right? So he's like, what I did was not criminal sophistication. Apparently that's what CNN is reporting that he said. So I'm like, if he, you know, is setting them up, he
that's
technically
true.
Did
in,
something.
In legal terms, he's not admitting exactly what he did.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fun to think about.
Sure. I just said, why would you just not say it, though? Like, the judge asked him, so he spoke to a judge.
Right? Apparently.
He apparently spoke to a judge. Yeah. The judge asked him about his identity. He claimed that his name is Luigi, right? So why would you not say, I can't wait for December 11th when all this shit comes out, judge. You're going to see the truth. Like, I'm just saying, like, if you knew.
He's Batman, bro.
Oh, man.
I am Batman.
He's got to be sneaky.
I'm just saying.
He can't reveal his trickets.
You could do.
His trickets.
His trickets.
The things. You could do all the things that he's saying. And still also, like, if you're saying it on the YouTube, why would you not say it to the judge? That doesn't make any sense. Like, if you're releasing it to the world, like, guys, on December 11th, big news is coming out. Why would you not just say that out in court where everybody's taking every word that you say, hanging on it, because they're so excited about you? Why would you not? If it's good enough
Better
for YouTube.
Better question what? Would be, like, why didn't the judge ask him about his YouTube? Be like, what do you mean? What's going to happen on December 11th here?
Well, this is preliminary,
well,
dude. This is preliminary.
Yeah, and
shit.
Unless, like, that information wasn't. When he talks
available.
To the judge, maybe that hadn't happened yet or something. Because the videos of this video hitting X was only like 5 or 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and preliminary shit, they are verifying information and you're going to jail. So they're just trying to assume this is not court. They're not trying to break stuff down. Like, he's just releasing the basics and finding out who they actually have in custody right now. So that is not that weird. And to your point, maybe they didn't have that released yet. I don't know.
Yeah, I find the whole thing, like, very intriguing, and it does, like, distract me, because I'm, like, working on important stuff, and then I'm like, oh, an update on Luigi. What's going on with this guy? You know what I mean? Like, it is one of those stories that's just more
maybe
fun
it is, maybe it is just a big distraction. Never mind the Jay-Z shit. Never mind us dropping bombs in Syria. Never mind us sending another $1 billion to Ukraine.
Right. And then, like, the drones over New Jersey, like, that kind of weird shit. Like,
yeah.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, people are definitely intrigued by this kind of stuff.
Well,
so it's already in the making of being a big-ass fucking story, right? And it's just, to me, it's another murder. Like, murders happen all the time. And I'm pretty sure if you really analyze a lot of murders, they probably have some weird backstories to them as well. Just this is the one the news is capturing on right now. You know, nobody knew the CEO. This is not, I guess what I'm saying is if this was like, Zuckerberg, you know, some like major CEO, major company guy that we all fucking knew as Elon Musk, you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. He's a figure that people know his name, they know his face. It's interesting. This guy, no one knew who this fucking guy was. If you actually, I saw pictures of his home and shit. I'm not saying it was a nice home for sure, but it was just a normal looking. It's not like he's in some fucking huge mansion with 10 acres. Like, it was just in a fucking, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, he's not like, I don't know. It's just as weird that it's not like some dude that's like completely out of the realm of just normal. We've seen houses down here that are fucking
insane, dude.
Huge, bro. And I'm like, what the fuck do you do? We've said that to each other. We're like, what the fuck is that guy do to get that fucking home?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, he's obviously important. Like, you know, like a million. I think
I looked it up on Zillow. I delivered to a $7.5 million home the other day.
Dude, there's a whole fucking community where it's a $10 million. There's like fucking 10 minutes. But that's not the point. The point is, it's what I saw and could be fake, obviously. But this guy's home was like a $1.5 million home. Very nice, obviously, very expensive. But, like, that's not a crazy, like, you can look up and there's hundreds of homes that are $1 million. You know what I mean? It's not like you're so rich that, like, you couldn't touch it, you know? So it's just weird that this guy all of a sudden is the dude. You know what I mean?
I hope that this becomes like a law-abiding citizen fucking scenario where he actually did do all this and he actually did it on purpose to get caught. Wanted to get caught on purpose so he can get it on the inside and fuck a bunch of shit. That's what I'm
saying, bro. 5D chess this shit.
Like, I hope that this keeps getting followed and it turns into this crazy fucking story where people's minds are blowing up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be dang, awesome. Dude. Okay. Whoa. Dude, I like that. And I was reading the chat here, dude. Whitney, I heard a theory that the CEO planned it himself because of the investigation he was under.
Oh,
he planned his own murder.
Okay,
man.
Okay. Damn. I don't know. All options on the table.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like one of those, you know, high school dramas. When I'm back in high school again, I'm like, oh boy, Nancy said something to Charlie and Charlie hit Ben. We're going to find out what happens. I can't wait. Yeah. It's such a bizarre story, dude.
I hope it keeps going and it just keeps getting weirder. I hope it keeps getting weirder.
I think it will.
I think people will make it weird. Yes. That's where I'm with it.
You think people will just make it weird?
I think people are making this weird. Yes, 100%. I think people are making this weirder than it actually is.
Maybe.
That's in my thing. Just like, Greg doesn't think this real, but like, I just think people make this stuff bigger than it is, too.
But why post that shit? And why have triggers? Like, why have videos scheduled to release?
Why kill somebody in the first place? You know what I mean? Like, what I'm saying is, like, is it more weird to post a weird thing or is it more weird to kill somebody?
It's weird to do both at the same time.
Yeah, but like I said earlier, I feel like people that are like this do this kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, this is part of the MO for the whole process.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Ivy League? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. If you go to Ivy League, you're like living a nice life and you're you know what I mean, you're pretty rich.
I don't think the people that just go and commit murder are also conspirizing and releasing shit to make it seem weirder than it is.
Yeah, like, this is weird.
That's not
like
a normal that Luigi, I don't think or, that's
I don't think
thing.
He thinks it's weird. That's what I'm trying to, I guess I'm saying, I don't think that this guy thinks what he's doing is weird. I think if you, like, there's a group of people that would understand this and like this, and he would get followers, which he is getting right now. He's getting support.
So you're basing it just on him wanting to go down as just this legacy guy.
He already is. I'm not saying it's a huge population. You know how I am with that. I think it's a small group of people, but he's already looked at as like, this dude's a hero. He's fucking...
No, I'm not saying as a hero. I'm just saying going down in like folklore history, like the Unabomber.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
We'll see, dude. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to keep my eye out on it.
Dude, who's not?
I'm following this. Much like the... remember when there was an officer who was banging a dude in prison? And she let the guy out and they escaped.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I do remember that.
Yeah. But then they got in a car accident and, like, flipped the car or something.
Yeah.
It was, like, this bizarre story.
For a second, I thought you were talking about the chick that gangbanged everybody.
Oh, well, that one, too.
She was fucking triple threat. The whole crew, bro.
The whole fucking precinct was like, let's do this.
They're all like, I've been in that department. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, leave no hole unfilled. Something like that.
Yeah, man. It's there, man. I'm with you. I think it's intriguing. I think this is not going to be a short story. I really don't. I don't think this is going to be like a 1 week phased out thing. I think we're going to see a whole trial and people are going to be invested in this thoroughly, dude.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to get more interesting, honestly. I think regardless if it's people wanting to make it weird, I think there's going to be stuff that's going you're going to go, oh, that's odd.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Hollywood movie.
Let's do it. Thank you, everybody, for watching.
Movie time.
Thank you, everybody, supporting the channel and the show.
Yeah.
Listen.
Hell yeah.
Everywhere except Spotify.
Yep.
Wednesday.
Leave a 5-star rating. Thumbs up.
Cheers, guys.
Yeah, see you guys on Wednesday. Later.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
UTIs are the worst. I've been there. 1 year, I had 8 UTIs. If you get UTIs, then you understand how awful the cycle can be. I was taking all the precautions, and cranberry products, they just never worked for me. I was desperate for a way to be proactive. It was hard on me and on my husband.
It was tough to see her in pain, and I wanted to help.
I'm Jenna.
And I'm Spencer.
With Spencer's background in biochemistry,
and our shared frustration when it came to UTIs, we were inspired to start Eucora.
At Eucora, we make innovative urinary tract supplements and UTI relief products. Our effective urinary tract supplements finally give you a way to be proactive.
Feel like you've tried everything? We get it. We have a money-back guarantee so you can try risk-free. If you're not happy, you'll get a full refund.
We're on a mission to help women get their lives back. Ready to join them?
Get 30% off Eucora when you go to eucora.com/audio. That's UQORA.com/audio.